नमस्कार।
Divinity lies in both masculine and feminine forms. Throughout the ages, there have been any number of goddesses that have been worshipped by human beings. But all of those goddesses have their origin in love of the mother. Every child loves their mother. If they are wounded, hurt by their mother, abandoned by their mother, they may build resentment and pain. But beneath that pain, beneath that hurt, there is love for the mother, a desire to be held in the arms of the mother and nurtured. For the first care of the baby is in the womb of the mother, where the baby feels secure, safe. The soul comes into life and finds expression. Then the soul entering the body forgets its past and melds into the consciousness of the physical form. And there, its first experience for most babies is to feel the breath of life and then the arms of the mother. And to take the milk from the breast of the mother. This is the beginning. The soul has forgotten its past and melded itself into the experience of that body, that life. And it goes on from there, from the mother's arms. From the mother's womb to the mother's arms, to feel, to be expressed in the world. And as that expression melds into the body, the karma of the soul comes forward in the body. The experience, not the memories of the past, but all of the desires latent in the mind from the past get expressed. The soul finds love and learns in that lifetime. And then when the body passes, returns again to its own independence. But when embodied, the first love is the mother. It is natural that people love their mother. It is natural that they should worship the mother. Women throughout history have been great musicians, great astronomers, great mathematicians, great visionaries, as well as mothers. They have taught the children, raised them, and set them free to fly and express their own being. This is the nature of motherhood. The goddess is that divinity embodied in the feminine. Whether it be the goddess of music and art, the goddess of wealth, the goddess of love, there are so many goddesses for every aspect of life. And then there is the Divine Mother, the embodiment of the eternal feminine love, the eternal feminine care, that is the first love of every human being. This love of the Divine Mother is the great love, because it is based life upon life in the love of the mother. And so the mother is very close to the heart of people. It is from the mother that they have been nurtured and brought to be expression. So even in the face of patriarchy, the Mother Goddess, the Mother Mary, the Divine Mother has still captured the hearts of people. The divinity which is embodies as the mother, as the god, as the goddess, but always is within your heart. But for women, knowing the goddess, seeing the example of divine feminine allows for greater personal expression, for greater identity with divinity, that they may see the divine expressed in feminine form. But the true divinity is neither masculine nor feminine, but pure love, absolute truth. Unbound consciousness, awareness, infinite being. So find your way to that home. Find your way to the heart of the goddess. All right?
Namaskar.
The recording has stopped.